Welcome to another episode of Pop Run Radio. So we're here today with a guest that actually you guys all said you got to get Heather Tate on after I mentioned her. So you're here by popular demand.
She's the popular gay.
Yes.
You all are too
looking
nice.
Looking adorable today.
Yes. All of our guests always come rolling in looking so cute.
Yes.
Well, thanks, guys.
And I love your turquoise, too. So
thank you.
That's cute. Heather, I'm going to let you introduce yourself, but so what I'm going to try to do is, because I want to make sure we get everything in, is we're going to try to have as much as you want to share. I mean, it's up to you, but I'd love to hear your history.
Would you like to be here all night?
Right. I know, like the Cliff Note version.
Sweet
of,
condensed milk.
Yes. The Cliff Note version.
Where do we want to start?
Just like what? Introduce yourself, introduce your family, whatever you want to talk about to start with.
So I'm Heather Tate. Married to the famous Brad Tate of Snowflake. I'm Brad's wife, is how I'm usually referred to as. I've got 7 great kids, and they range from 30s all the way down to 14, and they live all over. We've only got one at home. It's so great. I love it.
Do any of the adult ones live in Snowflake?
No.
Or Taylor?
No.
That's a bummer.
But I'm trying to come up with like land and we can do a compound. They don't know this, but I want them all home.
I have a compound.
Yeah.
I'm all for it. Yeah. And their compound's close enough that I feel like I can just skip on over if I need to.
Yes. That's the life. That's what I want to go for.
Yeah.
I'm like, if I could just have all my grandbabies live with us, it'd be great. Although if you ask my husband, he'd be like, no.
He likes the time.
No. How many grandbabies do you have?
We have 4. We have Carter, Nixon, Willow, and Adeline.
Aww. I would love a grandbaby.
I'm so ready for the fun grandparent.
It is so fun. You can't say no. And
I'm ready for that.
It's so, I can't explain it. Like you think you're super protective of your kids. Wait till grandbabies come.
Really?
I'm like, what do you mean that boy was being mean at school? What's his name? What was he wearing?
He's only 3. It doesn't matter. I'll beat him up.
I'll meet him in a dark alley.
I will talk to his mom.
That's better than what I was saying. I'm like, I'm going to beat you up, little kid.
My kids are like, mom, seriously? They're in first grade. I'm like, I don't care. Those are my babies.
Yeah, nice don't to mess. Them on that playground.
And I don't have to worry about it. I can go, you know, threaten them, get them out of the way. And then the school's going to call you, the parent. Mm. So I'm good. I'm just the grandma.
That's
I'm the crazy grandma.
Jackie's babies. I spoil them. You want 10 popsicles? They're sugar-free. You're
fine.
Yeah,
they had ice cream this morning for breakfast.
Yeah.
That's the best life.
It is.
It is.
I'm practicing on them.
I kind of treat them like grandbabies too, because, you know, my first 4, I was like super mom mode, like stressed about doing it right. And then I realized that they're all great kids and it all worked out. And now I'm like, you'll be fine. Like,
Jesus take the wheel.
Kind of. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, we were good. We don't need to have a super, I mean, we have a schedule, but it's not the end of the world if we don't go to sleep at the time we need to. And it's not the end of the world if you have Cheetos in the car. Like, I don't care about that anymore.
Right. You only live this life once.
Yeah.
Because we cut you off. That's not your whole life. Let's hear it all.
Okay. I've been a nurse for 13 years.
Do you still do nursing?
I still do. I work in the OR part-time, and I work for AZIV Medics, so I do the vitamins all over. And I just finished with psych NP. But I am doing a holistic route. I'm more into, let's do the root cause. Let's figure out what's going on with our body instead of, I love Western medicine, too. I think there's a time and place for everything.
Amen.
But let's incorporate everything all the way down to acupuncture, to whatever you want. But let's just get to a root cause. So
yeah, I love that.
I finished that, and I will test in July. And so that was a huge accomplishment.
That is super exciting.
But I also got very spoiled staying home for a year. And now I'm like, I just want to stay home and raise goats and have chickens and
work on your compound.
Yeah.
So did you get to stay home to work on your NP? Is that what the
I
plan
did,
was?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was very, very, very blessed to stay home. And I did IVs in between, and I did, you know, PRN, but I didn't work those shifts that I did forever. And I absolutely loved it. That was the best part of my life that, not part of my life, but I've always been working 2 to 3 jobs that
oh, what a nice break for
you. Yeah.
Not break.
This
you
is the
studying,
first time in my life. And I'm like, this is great.
How come I didn't know about this game a long time ago?
And so my girls are like, mom, I'm working. You can't call me 10 times. And I'm like, well, listen, I got to tell you something. Just real quick.
They're like, no, we're at work. Yeah. Hello. Okay. So your oldest daughter is, what's her name again?
Taylor.
And you had her when you were like
young.
A child.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I did. I was a young mom. I was raised in the Valley, and I was raised in non-denominational, very strict upbringing, Christian background, and went to all private schools. So the first
all private Christian schools,
all private, yeah.
So all girl or just Christian?
Just Christian, okay. And but very, very strict. Like, I mean, that was back in the day where it was just a stricter upbringing for us,
for like modesty, all that.
Yeah, I think for everything. Everybody, it used to be stricter, no matter what you were.
Yeah, exactly. And life so in general. We moved to my dad worked power plants, and so we ended up coming up here. He got a job in Springville that took us over there, and I remember getting on the bus for the first time.
How old were you?
I was 13-ish, maybe 12, 13-ish. And getting on the bus, and the girl's like, what ward are you in? And I'm like, 487 East Maricopa? Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
What do you mean ward? Like, what kind of cult did I just get dropped into?
No, in the Mormon country, being like my best friends, like I could name you some amazing people from over there that ended up being like great friends. But I had no idea. Here I was, this kid that was living in the Valley, just as I was sheltered. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yes.
What's funny is you probably had the exact same beliefs because you were raised strict as well.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, once you talked your
more
like,
religions, what? I thought mine was the only one.
Yeah. That's how we are.
And that's how we kind of are too, though. Yes. Like, we grew up and then we're all of a sudden like, oh, wait, you're not Mormon? What does that mean? Tell me about it.
Well, especially now.
Now.
Snowflake's not near as much
as it was. But when we were growing up, we didn't have like the internet or anything. Yeah. Like, it was just literally like, oh, well, tell me.
No, I remember getting the first cell phone. I'm like, I am cool, Dad. Let me just roll down the window and act like I'm on the phone when you drop me off.
Just to pretend.
Yes.
I love that, though. But so we ended up over there, and then I was in and out of, like, I went to school and then I wanted to be home taught because I'm like, I hate school. I want to just get on. I want to grow up. I want to be an adult. Like, mm-hmm. Adulting looks so fun. And then I was in and out of school going back and forth. And so then I got my GED and I got a certificate through like an Abeka Christian homeschooling thing and did that as well. And then wanted to be an adult. So I'm like, what better yet than being an adult? I mean, why not just be a mom while I'm at it? I mean, most not married, and my mom's like, are you having sex? Absolutely not, but I am now 8 months pregnant. I'm not too sure how that happened.
She hid that.
8 months? I did. I was seven. So I did high school rodeo. I did snowboarding club. I did all of these things. Like, my parents are like, you are the only girl. We're going to keep you so busy, and we're going to get you horses. You're going to be involved in everything. So I did high school rodeo, did all that stuff. And here I am, just this little tiny thing and
hiding it.
Isn't the best
how did you
on your
hide
first?
It? No, I but how did you?
I could have hid mine for a long time.
Okay, I could have hid mine for like, but like.
You got big with Caden.
I was only 19 too, but like I could have hit it for about 5 months, but then all of a sudden at 5 months I exploded. Yeah. So yeah.
So I was just,
were you just
tiny.
Wearing baggy?
Well, I yeah.
Or did they just not know the look because they didn't expect it?
I think so, and or maybe my mom was just me. Like, she's gaining weight, and I'm just going to turn the. I don't know how they didn't figure it out.
Yeah, true.
Because
my kids
right after that, I got huge.
It was like that. It was like it was waiting for the drop, the reveal, and then you were able to grow.
Yeah, and then I'm like, oh.
After the reveal to the parents,
then your baby's like, yes, finally.
Like, drove to St. John's to get a pregnancy test.
So no one would see you.
So no one would see me. I'm like, no one's going to know me. And so I drove to St. John's, got a pregnancy test, and then had the best like blessing of my life. Like if I go back, people are like, do you regret it? And I'm like, absolutely not.
Never.
Absolutely not. And we grew up together. Mm-hmm. And then I had to ask for forgiveness a lot because I made a lot of mistakes.
On
as
your first
mom.
You do.
They're and I continued to make pig. Them throughout life. And I'm like, well, one day, Jesus, you're going to have to either get a hold of me or something bad's going to happen. And so, like, I went back and forth with just life issues. And
yeah,
so
which
I had,
we all kind of do. But.
Yeah. So then her biological father really, I mean, it was just kind of a disaster and whatnot. And, you know, that was what I thought was the love of my life, like never. And so we were never going to be apart, but then we were. And so I ended up being a single mom. And then my brother's like, here, I've got someone else for you. And I'm like, great. Here we go. I'm going to fix him.
He looks like
you're a fixer. I can do this. So then we got married and we ended up getting married, divorcing, remarrying. And then I'm like, okay, I can't fix you. You can't fix me. Like, we're better apart. So then we had the rest of our children and I'm like, well, that's where we've ended with our
and
kids
so
wise.
That your second husband is when you had your other three children.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, and we maintained a good relationship after we divorced. Do I think it was like the best for my children, his way of life? No, but I would never say.
Were you still in Springerville during all this then?
Yeah. And then we moved. We moved to the Valley, okay. Went back and forth. And Taylor actually went to school down there. Haley did not. Taylor started kindergarten down there in first grade, and then we moved back up here.
Okay.
And I didn't have great life choices. I'm like, do you have issues? Do you, like, what's,
you're
like,
a fixer.
I had a
you're
bad,
fixing.
Bad picker. I'm like, wait, and here comes Brad Tate. Wait, are you sure, like, you don't have anything wrong with you? Like, are you normal? Because I chose.
How long have you guys been married then?
10 years in July.
Love it. Yeah. And you were not really wanting to get set up with him, were you?
No. We actually got set up by Laura Gorman and Courtney Green.
See, I know all these people because they worked with John. So, like, Laura, I love
poor
Laura.
I love Laura.
Like, I would trust Laura. If Laura said, I have somebody to set you up with, I'd be like, all right, let's do it. Yeah. So I get why you.
I was running just like, I'm like, no, I've got my four kids. Like, I've made some bad choices in life, and not bad because I got every single one of those kids. Like,
oh, for sure.
And I look back at that and I'm like, as hard as it was and probably what I put them through as well. Like, I reflect back on that a lot now and I'm like, what I put them through wasn't fair as well. And like, kids are so resilient and forgiving. But at this point, like, now I look at it and I'm like, I'm truly sorry for some of the things that I put you through. And I wish I would have never done it. But I also don't.
But that's kind of what builds them too.
Yes. And they are all great kids. Every single one of them. And I'm like, and the love that we have for each other and what it's given us and the life that it's given us. And now, you know, my kids all have a dad. And they've got a very present dad, and a good man. So
was Brad from Snowflake then?
Yep, born and raised here.
Okay.
John knows him because
I know the name through sports, but my kids don't do.
Yeah, so he coached John and Brett in Little League, and so he always had a lot of respect for Brad. Like, he's known around.
I know the name.
I mean, he has a great
town.
Reputation around town.
Yeah,
so.
Like a great.
Super I recognize great. Him, but never talked to him.
Yeah. I'm like, Snowflake? Like, I'm going to move to. Okay.
Were you in Cholo at the time then?
No. Yeah, I was at Cholo working at the time and then got hooked up. And this is a part of my life too that I look back on and I'm so, so thankful. Like, I thank God every single day. Because when Brad proposed to me, Taylor was like, no, I don't want anything to do, like, no. She stayed with my parents and lived there her last year of school. And she's like, I don't want anything to do with you moving over there. We're going to get this other guy in our life and he's going to leave just
and
like the rest
senior,
of them.
So I might as well just live my life.
So I'm going to live my life. And then I'm like,
she's going to grow up like you did.
Yeah. So then I thought,
I just wanted to move on.
What am I going to do? And so I almost called it off with Brad, like right before. I'm like, I can't do this. I'm going to lose my kids. And it was a good friend that was like, are you willing to be alone the rest of your life?
Because Taylor was leaving at this point.
Yeah,
she's a senior.
Yeah, and Haley, and my Haley's very, she's got the coolest personality. She's like, Mom, does it make you happy? Like, I just want you happy. And I'm like, I know, but part of me is like, my happiness is my children.
Women have to pick kids.
Yes. I think we choose our kids over even their own, like when we're married to their biological father, like I am. I still sometimes find myself like, I'm always going to choose the kids.
Totally going to take their side. You're like,
and that would be the hardest part about remarriage.
It would be the hardest part.
And you think, what did I, what you really? So, and I chose, I sat back and thought about it, prayed about it. And I'm like, I'm going to choose.
Well, you didn't have to fix him.
I'm going
to
choose Brad. And so thank God I did, because it took a year and she realized, she's like, now I get jealous because I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, oh, I just got fun with Brad. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, you didn't call me first? Like, you guys didn't call me for advice anymore? No. None of my kids do. They're like, what's Brad doing? I got to talk to him. I'm like, that's you guys, though. I'm still your mom. Even last night. And now Taylor's husband's like, I'll just ask Brad. Taylor's like, you're going to hurt her feelings if you say that. And I'm like, yeah, Tyson, what's the question? And he asked me the question. I'm like, yeah, you're right. You should probably ask Brad.
Ask Brad.
I don't know.
Well, you have to say this sweet story about your kids and what they did with Brad, because it made me cry when I watched it on Instagram.
So, yeah, it is. It's, I've never, like, even with everything with my ex-husband, and I'm not saying that he's not a great human. He's just made some bad choices in life like we all have, and his are catching up. And so he hasn't been a very present parent, especially for Haley at all, which, and she, that girl is so loving. She's like, it's okay. It's okay. We've got Brad now. And so my girls over Christmas, they had asked me a few months prior, they're like, Mom, we want Brad to adopt us as grown adults. And I'm like, okay. Like, whatever you guys want to do, like, that's totally up to you. I never pressured, never said anything. I'm like, this is the man. Like, you've, and I think that kids can have more than one dad.
Yes.
Like, I'm not like, you can't call him dad. You can't call him whatever.
More I think people kids to help, right?
The more the better.
It takes a tribe. Yes. It literally takes a tribe, and you're going to learn things from more than one person in life. So listen, take the time. Like, I 100%, and you're going to get things from different people.
My kids all have other adult influences that I appreciate.
Yeah, for sure.
And so they, over Christmas, they wrapped up boxes, and they just had the adult adoption paperwork in there. And, you know, here's this Brad Tate that's got big old muscles, and he just
starts crying,
broke down and just cried.
So did you? Oh, you
Instagram?
Have to watch it. It will make you ball your eyes out.
I didn't
because Taylor, her daughter Taylor, made the sweetest video around the whole thing, like being raised by a single mom, and then she. It was. You, I'll show it to you after. Don't worry.
Yeah, she told me about it, but I didn't know there was a video.
Oh, it just. And so my girls are like, we've got to do. Even Taylor's getting married in October, and hopefully Haley will get married sometime. But they're like, we still want him to adopt us. Like, we still want to go through the court and have. And so. And I've kind of left it up to my boys. I'm like, I'm never going to tell you, like, these are your choices in life. This is not.
How old are your boys? I know Kaysen's 14, but.
Tristan is 18, almost 19. October, he'll be 19.
So okay. When did he graduate last year?
He graduated early. He graduated in May, and he's a little smart cookie. So he graduated early. And
so
he's like,
my son's age. I'm going to graduated early.
Get on and start life, and
your kids all be wanting to grow up too.
Yeah, it just he does great, and
that's awesome.
I don't know. I talk to my kids every single day, and wouldn't trade it for anything. I love it.
I love it, and you get along really well with Brad's kids as well.
Oh, love those boys, every single one of them, and that's like the relationship I have with. It was people say, "How did you guys like
blended
blend?"
Families are hard. That's blended why I families, want to hear how this I've is working seen. So well.
It didn't. It wasn't hard. Like I had always prayed for a man like Brad. Like I prayed and prayed and prayed, and I'm like, just bring me someone like, this is what I want. This is what I'm looking for.
And who will love your kids as much as you.
Yes. And when we met, they all just blended and cohesed like you wouldn't believe.
Wow.
That's unheard of. There was no arguing. There was no nothing.
Everyone was
love. And they, from day one, it was like, you're my brother. You're my sister.
That's amazing. And I hear so many horror stories of blended families.
And I do too. And so people try to ask me, and I'm like, I can't give you any good advice except
we were all, we all were just needed to find each other. We've always been family.
Yeah.
It just took a different route to find each other.
Yeah. And now they're like, this is, and they all like, and not fight, but like if someone is trying to keep a secret, you can't keep a secret from Taylor. Like she is known for being the snitch of the family. And so like all of the siblings will be like, don't tell Taylor. Don't tell Taylor because she'll tell everybody.
She wants everyone involved. Yeah. Sounds like me, honestly.
And so good siblings, like they're all close.
I love.
And so when they all come home, that is my favorite.
Because everyone just loves to be together.
All of my kids are home. Like I'm like, if you guys could just... Like, I struggle with everybody getting married and moving away and having in-laws and whatnot because I'm like, wait, what do you mean? why aren't you coming
home?
That's
Jackie's biggest fear, having five boys.
I mean, like, I hope that I'm just a good mother-in-law where they know that there's no pressure, but I'm like, don't forget about me, because we all love our moms.
Yes.
Like, we can't help it. We love our moms. And so I'm like, you can love your mom as much as you want, but like, remember,
come play with me,
remember
too.
This mother, even yes. though I'm just an in-law.
And so. I'm like, I just want you guys all here. And so that sharing part, but then when they find that family and they find that everything, it's like more joy.
So fun to watch.
I have so much joy because my kid is loved. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I couldn't ask for anything else because they're loved. So yeah. I'm like,
that's all you want as a mom.
Yeah.
Okay. I met Heather because she was a nurse with my husband. So I know you're a nurse.
I've heard all about Heather.
You're
Tate.
A good nurse, but like, you've kind of gone on a more recent journey with your healthcare. So that's what I want to hear about. Okay. You got to explain what you did to me last night with my hair.
Okay. So I do hair scan analysis. And what I do is I pull 4 strands of hair from the, or maybe more, from the back of your head, and then I run it through a machine. And this is out of, it's called Cell Wellbeing, and their company originated out of Germany. And so it's this little machine, and it's plugged into my computer, and I scan it, and then we kind of talk about your health issues, like what, and not necessarily health issues, but like what's going on.
Concerns.
And yeah, concerns, or like, you're like fatigue.
Bellyache from sugar.
Yeah, like just different. It could be hormonal. It could be multiple things that you've got going on. And so we run it through there and it comes back with everything. And what it hits on is your minerals, your vitamins, your amino acids, your antioxidants. If you've got mold, fungus, parasites, post-virus, viral loads in your body. And then we break it down, because the whole thing is God has placed everything here on this earth to sustain man. Like we've got so many things out there that we can use that will help us in our journey of being well. I love it. Like, I have taken this path, and I wasn't always like this. Like, I like to call myself a high maintenance hippie, because I still will get botulism in my face and pray that it won't go anywhere else but my face, because I'm trying to stop that though, because I want to be more, just not have the crap that we have in society.
Expectations on how we should age and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. And so it tells me everything that you are deficient in and where we can improve and what systems are really struggling. So do you want me to kind of tell you about yours?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so Jackie's was hormone. It was emotion, and it was
energy. Are you shocked?
No. And so, and those are like all three things that she said before we had even done the scan. So those all came through. And it's like your vitamins, like your A, your B vitamins, your magnesium, like different things like that. If you're deficient in those, it can all wreak havoc in your body. And so the goal is to replenish it with food. And if you can't, then we supplement. And supplements are exactly what they say they are. They're only going to supplement you until you decide, okay, let's start eating better. Let's get more greens. Let's get our vitamins from different foods, that kind of stuff. And hers pulled gluten, which a lot of people pull gluten, especially. And so, because it's a protein in these wheats that is, you know.
Yeah.
It's not
a bummer, because who doesn't love gluten?
I know. I mean, and it's in a lot of things. Oh, and so now, but we didn't have this back in the day. This wasn't an issue.
Well, because everyone lived off their farms and their ranches
and good not stuffed living.
With hormones. And
yeah. And so now we've got all of these foods that, like, we've got girls at 9 and 10 years old that are fully developed and starting periods.
And that was my biggest fear. Literally.
Yeah, that's not normal. And so this kind of takes you down the path of, okay, this is where your body is struggling at, and it's been struggling from the past 90 days. So let's work on the systems that need the help the most.
Is that about how far back it reads then in 90 days?
It does, but it can also tell you like longer than that, because mm-hmm. if you've got a ton of mold in your body, mold isn't just in there from the past 90 days. It can be, I mean, there's several people that I've taken done scans on, and they're like, well, what's your background? Where have you lived? Especially if you live in older homes and stuff like that, it's going to present in different mm-hmm. things with
So it's
mold.
All about your food intake and your environment.
So it is. And it's like, yeah, all your environment. Your house so is- like, I mean, it, and it pulls up that as well. It pulls up, you know, all of your, what, like, how do you cook your food? If you cook your food in a microwave, it's going to pull that because that is not good. Cooking your food in a microwave is not good.
Oh yeah. No.
Like, and just being around like all of the 5G and the EMFs and all of that stuff that we have all around us, mm-hmm. which you can't get away from, no, but here, you can slow it down. Like little tidbits of just putting your phone across the room instead of right by your head at night. Mm-hmm. Or not having a TV in your room.
Well, I mean, how do we do that when we're scared someone's going to call that they're dead?
I know.
No, I know. But what I liked about talking to Heather, though, is like she's not like trying, like she's realistic. She's like, okay, it's pulling. Probably this pull right here is from your diet pop because aspartame and how do you say that? Did I say that right? You know, aspartame, the fake sugar. I saw aspartame. That on there.
Yeah. Aspartame.
Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Anyway, I saw that on there. I'm like, yeah, well, I know what that's coming from. It's coming from my diet pop. But she's like, you're not going to remove your diet pop. It makes you happy. But here's a way that you can like, you know, help mitigate it almost. Like you're going to start doing this, this, and this and taking this supplement. And it's probably going to help
or
that.
Because
you
don't or two less a
like,
day.
Obviously, like I'm going to try to figure out how to do less gluten. But because I, you know, me, I don't eat a lot of meat. I bake a lot. I cook a lot. I do a lot of wheat bread and you know what I mean, but I can figure out how to do it cleaner and how to incorporate more things. But it's not like she's like, okay, you're done with gluten forever. Like it was a doable plan of how to help my,
or it's like our wheats, like we've got to find a wheats and stuff like that and grains and everything that aren't just straight out of like Walmart and have got their
crap in them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like because grinding our own wheat situation.
Yeah, so go back to that. And you know that there's clean companies out there because this is kind of where I see medicine going too, is people are going to want the root cause mm-hmm. of things and they want to get down to it instead of taking pill after pill.
Well, I've said this on here before. That's when I was telling the world that I took pot to go to sleep, but I went to get a sleeping pill. A number one, I can only get like four for
a month
because they're so intense. And I had a sign for a narcotic. And I was like, well, I have struggle sleeping every night, not just four nights a month. Yeah, so
not that it's a narcotic, but you have to sign for certain controlled substances.
Yeah, so I had to sign for it. And I was like, this isn't working, but to take a quarter of a 10, whatever they are. I don't even know they're a 10 something, but I take a quarter of it.
Yeah.
And it just puts me to sleep every night.
Yeah. And there's several, like I sent Jackie home, like, do you struggle with sleep at all? Do you, because that's the thing is, you know, you've got these big areas where your emotions, your hormones and stuff like that, like she's obviously got high cortisol because she's just, you're stressed, you're making that. So when the more you're stressed, the higher it is. And so then you think about your sleep. Are you getting enough sleep? Probably not. So then magnesium glycinate, like there's several forms of magnesium and
I'm writing this down real quick.
Well, and I was taking the wrong one. I was, you know how I told you I was trying magnesium and got night sweats? She's like, well, no, you can't take that type of magnesium. You need to take this type, which
magnesium
was like.
Magnesium what?
Glycinate.
I'll send you a picture of the one she sent me. But yeah, like I like that though, because you're like, okay, here's the steps of where we're going to start. And obviously she feels the way we feel, like get in the sun.
Oh,
cure all to everything is get in the sun.
Like first sunlight of them, like right as that sun's coming up, get out there. And that's the time that you can actually look into the sun. You don't have to directly like stare at it, but you can look into the sun, and that's when your melatonin is produced for the evening. That's when your circadian rhythm starts getting to be normal. And that's when all of that stuff. And it's like, if get out there and do gratitude, do something that you can get out there. And
that's why I've been mowing lawns this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The sun is, I know, like I've got several friends that are like, you don't wear sunscreen. I'm like, never have.
I put a little on my face with my,
never have.
Like with my face cream, but that is it.
Like just like the sun is.
I might die earlier, but I'm very happy.
Yeah. I don't know. Kind of was like, well, is that what's killing us or is it the sunscreen that's killing us? And I'm like, you're not wrong.
You know what?
We put a lot of crap on ourselves.
Has researched that. And it I is. Think you're right.
And you put so much stuff on you that is made like, and I think that these are great inventions. Don't get me wrong. Like a lot of people are like, you're taking like, are you bagging on Western medicine? Absolutely not. I
no,
think
you're
that
a
there's
you
a
see
time
the good of it for sure.
Make sunscreen, like you said, like why not get a mineral sunscreen or make
get
your
a
own
mineral,
sunscreen.
Like put some zinc in it, make some with some natural oils in it. Like you can do all of that and make your own. But also, you're not going to burn if everything is in moderation. So you're going to be out there. I mean, if you're out there, you know, slathering some Crisco oil on or something like that, you are going to burn.
Yeah. But your morning gratitude. We have a sister who was a lifeguard and she's like, really, the only time there's a burn warning is from noon to four. That's it.
In the morning and
go
the
enjoy
nighttime?
The whole morning in the sun and then go inside for a couple hours and then go enjoy the whole afternoon. And you're probably not really even going to need sunscreen at that point. So
you think about people that live like on beaches.
They probably aren't doing it a lot.
And you look at them too and their feet are in that sand all the time.
Maddie quit wearing it. She went to the Dominican Republic. Is that where she went first? She went to the Dominican Republic first. And after about a month there, she quit wearing it. And then spin to Puerto Rico and now Greece. And she's
her
the
body's
same
just
way.
A,
her
in,
body
yeah.
just
yeah. Well, you build up. It up the more too, and as it comes in through your eyes, you build it up, and your body's not gonna burn. No. Like God made us so like,
because we're farmers putting sunscreen on in 1812.
No.
They were just out getting
and
their
in
farmers.
1812, did we have a ton of cancer? I'm just saying.
Like, no, we had issues. Like women were dying in childbirth.
Issues,
babies were dying that didn't need to. But I'm with you. There was so much not like, like there were so many things that weren't happening. Me too.
Yes. And I just think that we are question it. That's my biggest thing is question everything. Question it.
You don't have to do everything you're told. You can
don't have to. You can question it or you can do the research on your own and try to figure it out. And that's where this has taken me because I lost my mom 2 years ago and her health wasn't great. And so, and she was this doTERRA oil, like you had a headache. Oh, she got something for that.
And could have been a good multi-level marketer.
Like if anything, when she passed, you know, she had a ton of doTERRA oils. I'm like, oh, I call those. Like,
yeah.
I don't care about anything
I'm
else, but
doTERRA.
I call those.
Totally. Like, I love me some essential oils. Absolutely.
Yeah,
I think they solve everything. But sometimes, but you know.
Yes, but at that time when she really got into it, I was like, oh, she'd be crazy.
I've thought like, that, and then I
and
changed.
Now I yeah, you start researching, you start digging into things, and you're like, maybe she knew. Because this is all stuff from the earth. This is everything.
I was
that
just
has
at Lagoon, the amusement park up in Loganish, Utah. I hadn't been there for like 30 years, but I went up there for a wedding and me and my daughter and her friend went. I got so sick on one of the rides and she just popped out that oil. And
peppermint.
Yes. And I was like, hallelujah, because when did I start getting sick on rides?
Well, now
when
we're
I got old.
Old.
I don't know.
Yeah. And like, obviously I'm with you. Like if
there's a balance,
if it's not, if it's the stuff I'm doing isn't working and they're not progressing, you obviously need help. But even I feel like, I don't know, you've talked to my brother-in-law Brett, who's a doctor. They're not really pushing to fix it immediately with antibiotics. He's like, wait out the ear infection for a
Which
little
wasn't
bit
wasn't the case
it
with
wasn't the case
ones.
With my first four kids at all. But then these two kids, they're like, let's just wait it out, let's do some saline in your, like, flush it out, let's give them a really hot shower, like I'm just putting a little bit of oil on them,
some onion,
yes,
let's do some garlic,
the
let's
onion up against this. Your ear, absolutely. Like, and even Brett, who is a very very educated doctor, is like, let's just hold off on doing that until we need to. And I'm like, wow, it's way different than when my first four.
I had to go ahead for the pot when he's like, yeah, that's a better choice.
Yeah,
but
obviously.
On the sun, I was gonna say, when the market crashed, David went into a pretty bad depression for a few years, and you know, you don't realize what you're in until you come out of it. But this, he started doing a manual labor instead of an office job. 100%
changed.
The sun
so changed
he
him.
Knows if he has a tendency to get depressed, he just hits
well,
the
vitamin
sun
D.
Anytime
he'll go out to my dad's greenhouse. Yeah, he'll go out to my dad's greenhouse out in the middle of the winter and take his shirt off alone and just sit out there
because he realizes
he knows
and that's what he needs to not
get,
go down
the
that
sun
road.
Is good, like get out there. Like we all grew up being outside. We weren't allowed to just jumped on be the trap inside.
No, we ran around all year.
Did our age group and generation have the depression anxiety that we have now?
Absolutely not.
No, because now we are got a lot of remote jobs or a lot of inside jobs. And people, and then they're so willing to just slap on all that sunscreen. And it's like, get on out there and get the first morning light.
Mm-hmm.
Sit out there for 20 minutes and just be thankful for what
every
you have.
Morning.
And then put your feet in the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm big into...
I've been wearing sandals to mow instead of my tennis shoes, which I used to always do.
And well,
I
just... even your therapist was like, put your feet in the dirt, put your feet in the earth.
Yeah.
Take which your I vitamin like B.
Middle.
Like, yeah.
He is. It's the same as you. He sees the good of the and therapy, like, but also the...
Yeah.
That's take care of yourself.
That's the direction I want to go in, even with the psych nurse practitioner. I want to do holistic. I want to and not saying that I won't incorporate the medications.
It's like everything in life, balance.
Balance. Like if I see someone that needs 2-4 weeks of medication, let's get you started on it, but I'm not going to keep you on it. Mm-hmm. I want to train you. Let's heal your body with food and let's heal your body with everything surrounding you. Like, you can do this. You can. And we don't. And like most women that struggle with depression and stuff like that, majority of the time their B vitamins are so low in the tank and their vitamin D.
That's why I'm glad Jackie talked to Heather when I started therapy. And
because her therapist said you need a B shot. Yes, and I'm like, call Heather. She's got it.
Yeah. So I've been taking those and I love it.
Yeah, and it makes you feel...
Jackie loves poking me. I made her do the last two.
She pulls her pants down and I just poke her right in her rear end.
You'll be fine.
But like, what... So you said your mom passed away. What do you think all of a sudden... Was it just a gradual where you just started to think, I want to figure this out better. I want to come at it with a different approach where I'm gelling Eastern, Western, holistic... You know, like, how did that come about for you?
I think, and it was even before my mom, I kind of had walked away from religion. I got pretty ornery. I was like, I'm going to walk away from this. Like, I got this under control. I can do all of this. And my mom was alive at that time. And in every, she'd send me scriptures all the time on a text message. And she'd be like, I'm praying for you or whatever. And encouragement and stuff like that. And I'm like, no, I can do this life. I can do this life. Well, I couldn't do that life. And that's when I'm like, I have to have Jesus. And that's when, before my mom had passed, I've been drawing closer and closer to him. And I'm like, I have to have him.
Glorious, beautiful turquoise cross on her
chest. I know.
It's
beautiful.
I just like, I realize, like, I'm like, as much as I think I can do this life, I can't. And so I drew back closer to him. And I'm not saying that I had to go into any organized religion, but it was simply
you
talking. And it was, then I brought back all of my Christian music and started listening to that again. And I felt whole again. And so that's when I started digging into and then started reading my Bible more. And
like what were they teach? What's included in this? I'm with
you. Yeah, like Ecclesiastics, like it tells you, like, live well, like be like what you put in your body is what you're going to get out of life. Like if you aren't going to take care of your body, well then
I eat McDonald's every day. What?
Yeah, I'm not like, you got to take care of your body. I mean, it's even in the Bible. Like
just... I know, but I love that because it was almost like your heart was open with your journey with this, with feeling like you need Jesus, but it was almost like it was more open to everything. Like all the inspirations were coming to you for
that. So everything started,
opened
like
your heart to everything, not just
going to, and then COVID hit. Well, lost my mom in 20. So in the middle of COVID and all of this hit, and I'm like, there's gotta be ways to do this. There's got to be...
When you see a shutdown happen, you start to think that way, huh?
Yeah. Because you're like, what are we going to do? Like, we've got, you know, sickness everywhere and people are on stuff. What if we can't get that medicine? What if we can't help these people? What can we do? So then I started digging into the herbal side of things and I'm like, well, this ought to be fun. And that's when I realized, I'm like, then I started... thanking God, like everything is here. He put this here.
Oh,
he
everywhere.
He put this here. And it really helped me with Kaysen. As Kaysen's a bad asthmatic and he was on all of these meds that are, you know, inhalers and everything. And not that they weren't working, but I just I questioned.
He was so dependent upon
Let's try something else. When you get told that your child's lungs look like a 44-year-old smoker with COPD, you start wondering, well, he's 14, so how long? Like, what can we do? So let's change things. So then we changed him off, and he's on mullein leaf. He's on a lung and bronchial homemade stuff, which has got clove and all this different things in it, a tincture.
Yes.
He hates it. But also, I'm like, you can do hard things. You can do hard things.
And
like,
it works.
And it's working. Works. And, yeah. And it works great. And I'm like, okay, now we aren't going to just keep you at home and not let you go do things because you just got out of the hospital. And, you know, every time we go in there, it's scary because he can't breathe.
Yes.
And so you start questioning. And so we switched everything up. He loves milk. Well, guess what? He drinks goat milk now because store-bought milk has got a ton of sugar in it.
A ton of sugar.
And all kinds of nasty stuff in it. They don't have to tell you.
Is that why you have your goats? Are you doing your own milk?
Yeah. Well, so my baby goats are at their home now, but the people that I'm getting from, that's where I get my milk from.
Oh, cute.
So Oliver and Olga are going to be coming, and they're going to
provide that milk for
you. Make a baby,
you.
And then I'm going to have, the milk.
Oh, isn't that awesome? I just love that, though. Mm-hmm. I love that. So I love, so you got into this whole, and so do you feel like as a nurse practitioner, you're going to start like a practice where you incorporate this, or what's your goal with your MP?
That is what I want to do, is I want to do focus on everything, because there's so much that you can do with, you know, infrared lights and just teaching people. Like, I'm big on the cold therapy. Turn the shower on cold right as you're getting.
So my son does every time. Okay, so see, that seems doable,
because I love the idea of like these people doing these cold plunges and these saunas, but I'm like, I don't have a sauna or a cold plunge in my house.
And you don't have to.
Like, I got to come up with something that's going to work for
Jackie.
Turn
on your shower.
That's what my son does. He just turns his cold on.
Turn on your last and do 4 minutes. Build yourself up on it. You know, your serotonin is 90% made in your gut, as well as 75% of your dopamine. So if your gut isn't good, the rest of you is not going to be good. Like, your mental well-being and all that stuff is not going to be
great. But did we ever talk about guts 5 years ago?
No. We didn't.
And now I see it all over, but fixing that.
Like, we are all core, like, it's all one big system.
But working on that has helped me a ton. Not just the sugar, just the whole process of
working
on it. Well,
and I think that we're such electrical beings. Like, God made us very, you know, so when there's pain, I believe that, like, there's areas in our body that are just being blocked off.
Yep.
Like, we've got to open up those pathways. I'm big on, do you dry brush? Like, try to dry brush.
Yes.
Do all of that stuff.
Totally.
Jump on a little trampoline for 30
Grandma
minutes.
Grandma Dixie used to.
Yes.
In her underwear.
Naked.
Yeah, both. You jump walk in on my that. Grandma doing that. Ooh.
Okay, so like, I really love my Theragun for that reason. Like, if I have a horrible headache, I try to like, where's my pathway here? So I'll start rubbing my foot on the really hard speed, you know, those massage guns. And I'll try to do up my calves and up, like, I'm just trying to redirect. And it usually helps just ease, even if it's a placebo effect. I don't care if it makes me feel better to think that I just need energy flowing better. Like, that's why I love yoga, because a forward fold is so restorative with your blood going a different direction and your oxygen going a different direction. And so, how do you feel about like the physical aspect of it? Are you a big exerciser yourself, or what do you recommend?
Oh, girl.
Because I'm not. I've said this a million times on the podcast. I'm not a great, I love yoga. Absolutely will do yoga every day, but I'm not big on the whole cardio thing.
Listen, if I were getting chased by a bear, I am going to be the first one to lay down. I'll be like, I will be your first morning snack.
It's not even worth the try.
Or just play dead. Play dead.
Like, I want to, like, you get on my Pinterest board and I've got a whole fitness board on there and you think that I am physically fit, but
anyone that follows your board is like, wow, that girl is awesome.
Anyone knows me, I'm like, work out? What? Stop. Like,
but you wouldn't have looking at you because you look awesome.
I would not.
Because you're taking care of your body, probably.
You're taking care
of
your food.
Well, and you know what? I wasn't always like this. Listen, there is a fat girl that lives inside me.
Oh, amen.
And I went and did the Tijuana surgery, and I don't regret not one minute of it. And that's probably when I realized, Heather, you've got to do something.
Because even when you do that, you can come back if you don't change something.
Absolutely. You have to change your whole life. Yeah.
You have to change your life. And so that's when, are you kidding? Do you think that I don't grab like a handful of nerds with all the red dye in it and question it? I'm like, yeah, but it's, you know, so I'm not the one who's sitting here saying, don't do it, but you do it in moderation.
Be conscious of it. Because a lot of times people will take that handful and be like, Don't yeah, even do cross their mind what's in it.
Blueberries in your house? Maybe throw those into with your handful of nerds that you're going to eat or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that I live that perfect life, but I'm more... I'm more observant to it now, especially because researching, going through school, you know, these kids get these big diagnoses of ADHD, bipolar, whatever, you know, as they grow up and go through life, and all these people are anxiety, depression. And our first thing is let's throw something at them. Let's throw a pill at them. That'll fix mm-hmm. everything, right?
Yeah.
Because no, it's not. Let's go to the root cause of it. And why do our kids get in these diagnoses of ADHD? Maybe let's start looking at what do you eat?
Yeah, because a lot of people are not questioning the food issue. They're saying, and I agree. Are they having too much screen time? What are they? I'm with that. But it's like it's a lot more than just that. It has what goes on with the food with your children is so important.
Yeah.
Like, if they're not pooping every day, everyone's going to suffer from them. They're going to be so mad and so cranky. Like when we were growing up, if we felt sick, our dad's first question was, have you pooped today?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
David,
but like,
says, have you drank water?
Have you drank water? Are you hydrated? And that's what I like. But I don't think people are necessarily questioning that with all these mental health diagnoses.
They don't.
Like, and what is your food?
Your biggest culprits. You got red dye. You got yellow dye. You've got all of these dyes that are in everything.
Yeah.
What do we get our kids at the grocery store? You want some Cheetos? Absolutely. You want some Doritos? You want this? You want that?
All full
you want
of
Sunny
all that.
D? Yeah. That's got all of that. And then they're like, why is my kid angry and impulsive? Like, why are they doing all of this stuff? Well, what did you just feed them?
Yeah.
Because you literally can take that food away for even just 2 to 3 days, even a week, and you're going to see a drastic
change.
That's where
I started with the sugar business. First, my son, well, I did this with my oldest son, and he was just kind of cranky. So I was like, let's just take a step back. And he did it for a year. Whole new boy.
He changed his life to be off sugar at that age because he was young. He was like,
He was young. I don't even remember. That's sad. Because he's 21
maybe like
now,
10
but yeah
okay.
But so then I had my youngest do it because he was just wasting all his money buying crap at the store, putting on a few pounds, which I was like, this is all 100% from your crap you buy. But he went off it 2 months before me. He's been off it for 8 months, but we've got him involved in helping water we did a garden this year for the first time in years, and he's living it. He's out there picking the cucumbers, sitting on the porch eating the cucumbers. And Jackie's like, I love this. So I think if you can get them involved.
He's transformed. Like, I don't think my kids on their own would just go peel a cucumber and start eating it. And I'm sitting there watching this kid on the porch.
He's been a part of growing
it. He's been a part of growing it. He has this interest in it, which I
use
love.
Use their ADHD to go.
My kids
there
are great. Like, okay, except Liam. My kids are good eaters. Like, I'll put things in front of them and I'll try new foods and I'll try fruits and vegetables. But it's hard to get fruits and vegetables in your kids. I'll do it and they'll do it, except for like Liam refuses. Yeah. But I'm like, I was shocked that Milo was just sitting there eating a cucumber. Like, I just don't see my kids doing
that.
Grow
it. We got him involved in the process.
Yeah.
So.
And I guarantee if you gave him sugar again, he would be sick.
Oh, he's like the freaking sugar monitor. I was eating a popcorn chip the other night and he came in and he's like, Mom, this has 3 added. I don't look at the labels. I just think, you know, a cookie that has sugar, but he looks at the labels and he comes in and he's like, that has 3 added grams of sugar. So every 14 of those you're eating, you're getting 3 grams of sugar. And I was like, okay. And I've said this on the podcast before. He's like, called my friends before he went to Hawaii and said, don't let her eat sugar in Hawaii. And I was like, I'm committed. I'm not going to go cheat on it.
But. And most people, like, you can add just maple syrup. You can add honey. That's a natural
peanut. Yeah. I made a honey sandwich last night. It was delicious.
Yeah. And you go and you're like, this is totally doable.
And
but
it's
we
so sweet. After it's like.
So like you go to other countries and you travel and you see how they eat and you're like, wow. I mean, we just got back from Costa Rica and we had a chef for 7 days and we had the best food ever.
Fresh to death. Yeah.
No preservatives in it. Nothing. Everything, like even the dessert he made, was made from natural sugars.
That is my daughter. That's why she loves her travels.
Yes. And you feel so good.
She's a foodie and just loves these
fresh food.
And you see these people that are walking on the beach and they're getting all the sun, like, they're happy. They're not overweight. They're not obesity there. You see it in different countries and you're like.
And you can see their happiness.
And they're happy with what little that they have but really they're rich.
Yeah.
They are.
Maddie's not over there loaded. She's on a tight budget.
They're rich. I mean, that's the life. That's really the life. And that's the direction I want to go. I tell my husband, I'm like, I would sell everything. He's like, you would stop Amazon shopping? I'm like, okay, well, we would work on it.
Okay. So when you fill that poll, what what do you think, how can we incorporate that? We don't live on a beach. We don't live. So like, what is your big, like,
The morning sun.
How are you incorporating it, living where we live, where we're not necessarily in an ocean?
None of our restaurants are like that.
We don't really, I mean, we have good places to eat, but we don't have a lot of,
they don't have the fresh stuff right there where they're going to make it right there in front of
you. We don't have a farmer's market throwing out the stuff, the good fruits and vegetables. So like, what have you learned to use where we're at? Do you know what I'm saying?
You've got to be more selective of what you're going to just throw in your mouth. Like if you are out to eat and you're like, okay, fried this, fried that. What kind of oil are you frying your food in?
Yeah.
Is it canola oil?
Which is like the worst to use, huh?
It is like poison to your body.
Yeah. So like, what do you fry in?
Avocado oil. I love avocado. I do majority coconut oil.
Okay.
Coconut oil is amazing. And that's,
I don't fry a lot at home. I do eat it when I go out. I
do like to know which oils to use though, because avocado oil sounds great, but like, do you find these ingredients at Walmart? Do you find these ingredients at Bash's? How do you do
can.
It?
You can. I mean, you can find them there, and those are...
Or Amazon. She doesn't have an Amazon problem. Yeah. It's a good thing.
I mean, it's sad when you're...
Because I'd love to be able to incorporate this more into my life, and I'm like, okay, so what are my resources?
And it's just little things. It's little changes. It's not like, let's go drastically change everything. Baby it's steps. Little changes.
Like, change your oil just out. That's not that big of a deal. Out.
It's not a big deal. Change your... And you can get the big tubs of the coconut oil and cooking that.
Yeah. Add a
and then throw some your in nerds. Your hair and you've got a whole mask for the night. And
oh,
you've
my
got
daughter
it
puts them on her eyelashes and eyebrows every night.
Yeah.
Coconut oil.
Yeah. Yep. I do that in my teeth. Like I rinse my teeth out with coconut oil. So, really? I mean, I do just put it in my mouth and it's super good for your everything.
Really?
Your teeth and everything.
Okay, so that's another good tip. We want to hear a couple more tips of what you recommend.
I love stuff like that. Let's see. I love magnesium. I'm a big with magnesium. If anybody's struggling sleeping, like magnesium
that's
glycinate.
Good to know.
If you've got ADHD kids that are on meds for ADHD, try magnesium threonate. Like throw them on that. And
well, I don't always think ADHD is horrible either.
I had
my
probably
kids
had
it,
my whole
it but my it, son that's active, it keeps him active.
It does.
I'll
keep
go from snowboard. I'll go to the skate park. I'm not going to be happy to sit on my screen.
If you use it good, but then
I know there's
I think
extremes,
there's like when they start getting medicated and then you just
they're kind of zombied out.
They're zombied out. Yeah. So,
so
let's
here's
do
a
natural
thing
natural.
To try.
Yeah. I'm not opposed it. To. So magnesium threonate. Try that with them. I like just little tidbits like that.
And so you say that year. Oh yeah, we'll hurry with this one. But that year that you had off to be a nurse to study, was that seemed pretty life changing for you? Like just
huge.
Like, tell us about that.
It changed my perspective on everything. It made me reflect back to as much as I would work, and I realized that I'm like, you don't like the more you work, the more you spend. And I just was putting everything aside. Like, I'm just like, okay, here's my family. I'm going to put this on this side and here's my work life. And not that like, I love my job. I love being a nurse, but I think there's boundaries and I wasn't setting any healthy boundaries whatsoever. And so I was letting that side of life just run me.
Mm-hmm.
And so as I sat and as I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning and would have my coffee, I was able to sit and reflect and be thankful for the things that I had. And that made me realize, I'm like, I could sell everything today and just live very frugal and light
and not work so much
and so now
to spend it.
Yeah. And now I'm like, I was able to be at my kids when they needed me. And that felt so empowering because I realized I wasn't always there, even though they'll say, you were there, mom, you were there a lot. But I'm like, not like I feel like I should have as a mom.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, I had a lot of time to sit there, had a lot of time to reflect on who I wanted to be and who I wanted others to see me as. Like that's when I got close with Jesus as well. I'm like, I want a light. I don't want to be dim. I want a light and I want others to see that.
You know what I like about this? Me and Jackie have had this conversation a lot. Because, just growing up, Mormon for us. But as I'm growing older and looking at all these other religions and things, I don't care what you are, but I want, you need to have God in your life.
Yes.
You need to have Jesus. Just to have a purpose and a, I don't know. I just love it because just seeing your point of view, it makes me realize it more. You need a path that you have those.
That light.
Yeah, yeah. That light.
I just want a light. And I, don't get me wrong, I can throw a good cuss word
or
two all the time. And, you know, and I always stray. And my morning talk driving to work, I'm like, dear Jesus, please. Please help me just not to say one cuss word. And then 9 o'clock rolls around and I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, and so I'm always coming back and saying, like, I talk to him all the time and I listen and through my music and I'm like, I just, like, I want to talk about Jesus, but I'm like, I also want to be a light. Like, I also want to be seen.
I can see it. You
like,
are a light.
I just want different things. So I just want to be a better person. Like, yeah. My doormat says, do better, be better. Like, yeah. Just, I want to be better and constantly striving for that. And so that year made me sit and realize, I'm like, there's some points in my life that I am not happy about, or I'm not, you know, I'm like, there, everything has a consequence to it. And looking back at those, I'm like, well, I chose plenty of consequences.
I love that you put it that way too.
Like, so it's sure. Just, it,
no regrets. You just got your consequences.
Yeah, I did. And so I've raised my kids to be like, hey, you guys, I don't recommend that because I've done this and I don't think it's a smart idea, but in the same sense, I'm going to love you right through it.
And you are going to have to figure that out on your own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is hard as a mom.
What your biggest takeaway from that year? Do you feel like it's just the balance you want to have with your work life compared to your home life or what is
and
it?
And I, like, our biggest work is done at home.
Yeah.
And it took me all these years and I'm like, I can, like, if my home isn't good, if what's inside of these four walls aren't good, how is anything outside going to be? It's not. I want to raise my kids to be the best kids that they can be, contribute to society, and just be a good human.
And that's going
to
require you, your presence.
Yeah. And I can't rely on anybody else.
Your
and
example,
so
your
sitting there, I'm like, I think, like, the way the world is going right now, we are in, like, I'm like, Jesus can come any day. If he can just knock on the door real quick, let me just grab whatever I need to grab. And
can we make a snappy for me? Yeah. That bear slash,
like,
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, I think just making a change.
I think the world right now, society in general, they really are pushing that you need more. You need two incomes because in, you know, inflation, you do. A lot of people flat out do need two incomes. Yeah, there's no other choice. Mm-hmm. But then at the same time, let's not just accept that. Let's try to push back a little bit. Let's say, do you need as much as your bills are saying? What can you cut back so that, like, because what you were saying, we always live our income. Well, what can we cut back so that we don't need two incomes? What are we cutting back so that we don't, like, I'm not trying to say anyone who's working is not doing a good thing. It's just like, instead of the mentality of more, 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 and I need to make
more
money
to spending freeze, that's what we call it.
Yeah.
Spending
freeze. Do you need a spending freeze where you're like, okay, well, what can I cut out? Because,
or how can I still have my job but still be present for my family?
Yes, because I do love real estate because of the flexibility it's allowed us. But then I'm also to this point in my life where I'm like, I have prayed for so long for my babies and I'm not gonna miss it. Like, I'll still do real estate and I love it and I'm glad that it's there, but it's not going to be like right now.
You just have the balance.
Right now I'm going to balance it and I'm going to do even better about balancing it, even mentally, because it's not like we've gone through a period of being not as busy, but I can't let it stress me because I'm doing my greatest work with mm-hmm. Oliver and Hazel and my other kids obviously too, but it's not necessarily when I first had them, my mind was more, I've got to do the real estate. I've got to have this. I can't forget about my career.
You wanted your identity.
I can't forget about my identity going back to having babies. And then all of a sudden it's been, you know, three years.
Your identity can't be a mom.
It's been 3 years and I've re-reconciled myself to this stage again, where I just feel this pull not to do so many outside things. I feel this pull to just be completely present in my home with my kids, even if I'm, what's the word, less well off in the money situation. Yeah. You know what I mean? Does that
and
make
it's
sense?
It's always like one step up. We got to keep doing this, or we've got to, you know, if so-and-so's got this, we've got to get, and it's always like more, more, more. And then once you have more, 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 it's
then you
just
bring the
not,
trash trailer home like us that's out back and fill it with crap.
And it's just not like, so I'm to the point where I'm like, I just want to sell things.
As long as we can pay the bills and be happy.
And be happy. And And it's made my marriage that much better. Okay. That much better is being present. I'm like, it makes you realize, I'm like, wow, I really wasn't present. You know, thought I was doing a good job because dinner was made every night. But you know what I mean? I wasn't.
Yeah. Well, I can see where you were coming from. You were a single mother. You had to find a career that put your family through something to prove a little. I don't know.
And then you have an identity. Like, that's where I think we too, as women, are like, I came to realize in that year, I'm like, my identity is not a nurse. It's not being a nurse. It's not it. My identity is I'm a mother. Like, God gave me these children, all seven of them. My identity is to be with them, be a mom, be present.
Doesn't mean you're losing your identity as Heather.
I'm still a nurse. I'm still a nurse.
And you're still exploring all these things you're doing with your holistic, with your scans, with all of that. It's not like scan, you're I'm just like, we're not just saying go get lost in your kids. We're just saying I love that you came on that journey. Like,
yeah. And I'm like, I've been missing out. And so now it's almost like I can relive it through my grandbabies. I'm like, no, I'll come down, I'll babysit them.
I'll be in Thatcher or Safford tomorrow. See ya.
I will drive 4 hours for you. Anything, you know what I mean? I'm like, I want to be present. Available. Yeah.
And all our kids and our grandkids, I think personally, really want is just your presence.
Yeah.
If you show up, you don't need to do anything else except show up.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all that they care about.
That's
all that they want is you there. Like, there's a reason when you go to a little third grade program and the kid is like scanning the crowd, trying to catch you, because they catch you and that's all they want. Then that's all they
wave
want.
And
like, they're just yelling, daddy, daddy. And it's just like, that's all they care about.
I think time's just precious. And, you know, I remember thinking, oh, man, the older you get, or you're so excited to turn 21, you're so excited to turn 18 because you can move out. And then time flies. Amen. It flies. And you're like, did I get to do this? Did I get to do that? And as your kids leave the house, it's almost like this video playing in front of you, and you go through life and did I teach them everything? Do they know this? Do they know that? And then they're gone.
Yeah.
And,
but then I'm loving this, like, the journey's not over. Look at you. No. You're still so here. You're fun. Not just like, well, now you're raised, I guess that's it. No. You're like, no, I'm here. I'm here for the long haul. I'm going to be the grandma that's here. Like,
and I think you're always raising them.
Yes.
And I still get stuff from my dad. Like, I still get advice from him.
Yes.
He's still raising me. Like, I don't think the cycle ever stops.
No.
And when it does, that's when you should be concerned.
I agree. We should always be trying to stay. And I've come back to that. I was so stuck in my own crap and my own journey and my own life that I kind of introvertedly went into myself. But then the more I grow, the more I need my in-laws. I need my family. I need I've always needed Megan. But you know what I mean? Even everything, I'm like, I want to have a better relationship with this such and such John's sibling or my sibling. And, you know, it's like that. Those relationships mean even more to me the older that I get. Yeah,
the older you get, huh?
Because you realize that time goes on. Just last night I was laying in bed and I'm like, I was thinking of college. So 23 years ago, and I was like, did that even happen? It's just, it went so fast. I feel like it's not even something that happened to me.
It's a blink in the eye.
Yeah. And if that makes sense. It just was like, that's weird went. Like, when did I even go? I don't know.
And then you remember sitting there, like, being told, no, you can't go somewhere at the age of 16. You're like, can't wait till I can move out of here.
Yeah. And then I have to pay all the bills. That's
can
awesome.
I move back?
Yeah. You know, like you said, I love that there's no regrets. Yes, you do have consequences. We all have a lot of consequences.
I don't have any regrets in my life.
I'm changing my attitude. I love this.
But you're using this to now, like, move forward with it. And it's just, it's inspiring. It's really cool.
It is. I just have some that I'm like, okay, I don't recommend that, but there's always a consequence to it, but no regrets, because I don't think I would be where I'm at today and now. And I love the person that I'm becoming. And I love that, like, I literally was on the phone with my best friend driving over, and I'm like, I'm like begging God to tell me, what do you want me to do? What do you want to use me as? Like, and he keeps putting it in front of me. And I'm like, no, no, no. What do you want to use me as? And it's still right in front of me.
He's showing you.
Given me the ability to do hair scan analysis and help people in that way. He's given the ability of me to go off to school and get my nurse practitioner in that way. And he's giving me the okay as to, you don't have to be molded into what everyone else is doing. You don't have to do what everyone else is doing. If you want to venture out and do a little bit more natural stuff with it entailed with some Western medicine, you can.
Yep.
But you can still grow. And yes. that's where I'm like, okay, I like this part of my life. Take time to be with others. I like it. That's mm-hmm. what I want.
So you did. You helped me see that epiphany. So thank you, Heather.
I'm just
randomly through that conversation. I'm like, that's true. That's really all I want to do.
Yes. I really want to be just, when you grow I'm up. Like, okay, listen, I got myself into $80,000 worth of debt for school. And I'm like, but I really just want to be home with my goats. Like, and then I question myself, did I do this right? And then he keeps showing me that, yes, this is what you're going to do, but it's going to do, mm-hmm. it's going
to
be.
In you need to tell us how to get a hold of you though, before we end.
Yes. So if you want a hair scan analysis, you can get my number.
Well,
you'll post it.
If you're okay with us posting it, we post numbers all the time.
Yeah. And anytime you can come to my house, I can come to you as long as you've got good Wi-Fi. And it covers the last 90 days of what's going on in your body. And it shows an overall picture of how long it's been going on. Like I said, with the mold issue. And then we like to rescan after 90 days because we want to see where you're at. And that cost is $100.
Awesome.
The post scan. So kind of like.
So okay. $250. Did I tell you for the first one?
No. So that's
sorry.
Good. Thanks.
$250 for the first one and then $100 for the post scan.
Not bad at all.
So, and it's not. And then if you need supplements, if you're gung-ho on, I want to fix myself with food, which that's what I'm going to direct you in. But let's be real. I am not going to be the one to tell you, you have to do this. We're going to do little modifications and I'm just going to give you pointers.
But
like
the better
here.
You feel, you're probably going to be like, okay, well, let's keep doing this more intensely.
I told Jackie, I'm like, just each night this week, pick a salad night or, you know, she's got to up her omegas. Like, let's do some fish, like incorporate fish one night for you. Mm-hmm. You can get good, wholesome. I mean, there's all kinds of places online too that'll ship it to you and it's good fish. I'm not saying run to Walmart and get the
You have to be careful with what you're getting because, like, I want my vitamins. I don't.
If
I want.
You need
I don't want
Milo
them.
To come check it.
Yeah, I want them to be legit vitamins and not just crap that somebody's selling.
And that's one thing that, like, I'm very particular about my vitamins, and so I can send you the ones that I want you to be on or that I'm going to recommend for you, and then you can choose. Like, hey, yeah, I do want to do supplements with it because let's be real, I can't, and this is why I'm so. Pro for that is I've had that stomach surgery, so I can't necessarily eat a lot of food. Mm-hmm. And so therefore my body does suffer a little bit from that. I do break down muscle and stuff like that because I don't get the nutrients, but I'm very big with my supplements. I'm like, okay, if I can't get it from the foods, I am going to. So supplement. Any other person that is in the same boat, they're like, yeah, okay, let's be real. I'm not going to eat fish. I hate fish. Okay, well then we're going to give you a supplement. Yep. Like, and that's exactly what it is, but you've got to be consistent with it.
Yep. Yep. It's so, like I told him, I said, Liam, with the results. I get that you're like emotionally allergic to fruit. I get it. But then you're going to drink this vitamin that I know is clean, that has all the good stuff that fruit brings you. And you're going to drink it every day for me so that I know that you're at least getting the nutrients for now until we can get past this. You know what I mean? So, but I do love how supportive Brad has been for you too, because it's nice. Because I mean, I told John, I'm like, this is just kind of how I'm feeling lately. And he's like, okay, let's just figure it out then. Let's make it happen. Because
yeah. And he's like, well, are you, like I said, I don't know if it's a midlife crisis, because here I'm changing, going from ortho, you know, working in the OR, and then just, I'm like, okay, no.
Where's my goats?
I want goats. I want goat milk. I want this. I want, you know, my herbs outside. Like, I want all of this natural stuff. And I think I've just, like, I've prayed and prayed, like, what do you want me, like, what do you want to use me as? Like, come and tell me what you want me to
be. See, you're brave. Every time I think about praying like that, I'm like, ooh, what's going to be thrown at me that I might not want
to
do?
Yeah, maybe I'm too tired to do that.
To say, listen, girl, I can do it. It's either going to be OnlyFans or...
Thank you. Like,
if you guys see feet pictures on OnlyFans, just don't. Just scroll on past. Just be like, all right.
Are hers cuter than mine? That's
I'm
all
I'm going to do homesteading with my feet and carrots between my toes.
Yes.
But I'm like, no, I can do this and incorporate. Like, I love the hair scan analysis. I absolutely love that because it paints a picture. And it's not like, let's go to the doctor and just get on something. It's really showing you what you're lacking and what can help.
And it's giving me the shot
and
for
even
therapy.
If,
you need it for
stuff,
everything.
Yeah, even if you're on stuff and you're like, I've got high blood pressure, I've got this. Well, you know what? Some of those medications deplete some of your vitamins and minerals. And that's a known, well-known fact. Mm-hmm. So if you're on those, then we can see what you're deficient in.
See,
and
that's
let's
what I
just
do with David.
Help you out. Let's so give you just a little medicines. Bit of
boost. Extra help.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll definitely link all of her contact information, because it was really, and it was crazy because I'm telling her, well, this is where I feel like I probably need help. And then the scan comes in, she's like, oh, look.
So we all know our bodies pretty well.
We do. Yeah. But it was like, you're right. And you know, but then it was like, I knew that I needed like the hormonal, the emotional, the energy. But then it was like, but then this is how you can actually incorporate it into mm-hmm. your life, realistically incorporate it into realistic. Your life. So it's a plan, because I like to have a plan. You know me, I'm a planner, and I like to have like a goal and a plan to move forward to. So it's nice to just be able to act.
Well, we want a quick fix. So people are like, I am tired. I've gained weight. I've done this. I've done that. My hormones are out of whack. So I'm going to go get replacement. Well, it's a quick fix. Mm-hmm. You can get your hormones in the foods that you eat. You can get it in different, completely natural. Yeah. And so, but people don't like to want to, like, they're like, it's not going to happen right away.
You have to think of the long-term process of changing. Trust me,
as I was like hitting the scan button last night, like, I'm not the most patient person, but you have to be patient when mm-hmm. it comes to that.
And that's good for me, because we always tease, we like instant gratification. Yeah. So this will be good for me, because if I just start incorporating small changes, and Megan's right, I probably have had a very good week because I've been up with the sun, not really, but I've been up early, and I've had to get, you know, I had Maddie that I hired to wake up with my babies basically so that I could get sleep. And now it's me doing it. And it's like really changed my rhythms.
She's up her game. Yeah, she's been and very.
Sleep is your number one. Like, you've got to have sleep. Mm-hmm. You've got to have sleep.
But the a proper babies. Yeah, yeah, but like a proper amount of sleep. Mm-hmm. Like, I was justifying needing help to sleep in because I was also staying up till midnight every night. And so this whole week that I've been up on my own 24/7, I have no husband, I have no help, it's just me and those babies, I'm going to bed, that's like 9:30, and I'm like in bed.
That's how I am. I'm so, very strict. I look at David knows that, like, when I know it's around 10, I look at my watch, like, turn the light off, because he's like you. I'm okay with him having a lamp on, but I'm like, okay, 10, I need to wind down. I know you can sleep in 30 seconds, but I need to wind down, turn it off.
Do you still wake up before 4 a.m.?
I don't anymore. I mean, there's times where my body, I've got like a natural, it just wakes up. I don't hardly ever set an alarm.
You can't fight it like me.
And I've kind of gotten away from the 4 a.m., but I still wake up and I've got a routine. I'll still sit out with my coffee and still, like, I watch my 15 hummingbirds. They all have mm-hmm. names, and I know them. Yes, I know them.
Horrible. They all yours. Look
the same, but I know which one they are.
And for most women, the best time for us to be alone is that early. Yes. I don't know if you listened to last week. We talked to Rand, and she's the same way, wakes up very early to get all these self mm-hmm. things done.
Because I know for a fact you're not going to get it done. And then by the time those babies are asleep, you're exhausted. You're in bed. So the morning is like the most sacred time, I'm learning.
Like, I should be studying, and my husband's like, you should be studying early in the morning. And I'm like, listen, that breaks into my coffee time.
You cannot break that routine.
No. And I sit there and I get a blanket and I watch my hummingbirds, and I watch. I love that
you've named them.
Yeah. I know. I'm like,
your goats and your hummingbirds. Let's not leave the
need them both. This is ridiculous.
I love it.
It's peaceful. And that's mm-hmm. where I'm at in my life. I want peace. That's
I think the early morning is the best time for sure. Yeah.
And that peace. And it's been really fun to talk to you about it. I mean, I've known you for years. I guess it just took us more talking. I'm not a very talky person in public, so.
Well, and I am. I'm like, you're going to get a full story. And
no, but that's what I love. Like, because if I do know you, you're going to get a full story from me too. Oh, yeah. But I'm just not, really great about like
going up to people.
Yeah, getting to know people, because I'm like, I'm fine. Like, so. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for coming on here.
It has been.
Yeah. And it was really educational for me to learn about my own body anyway. So that's good.
Yes.
So yeah, any questions you guys have about it, though, you can let us know. And I think it'll be great.
It'll be fun.
Yep. All right.
You got to do your shallow thing real quickly.
Oh, like, man, I almost forgot.
You got to think of something this week that's just made you happy. That it can be shallow or deep. It doesn't matter.
I was cracking up because we all know how hard 14-year-old boys are. I love 14-year-old boys, but there's like an age, 14 to 16, where it's like, are they going to come back around the sanity wheel here? But they're the best at the same time, too. But I'm reading a book right now where they describe 14-year-old boys perfectly. Like, the author's just the best at like loving, compassionate, good terms about it. And I was just thinking about how much I love my 14-year-old and how much joy he brings me, even when, you know, they're going through all that hormonal change and stuff. But he got home from his basketball camp, and he's probably the one we struggle the most with learning how to clean properly and not be lazy and get it done right. And he's like, Mom, you think I'm not clean, but I was the one who went around the house every night and said, hand me your jerseys, I'm washing them. We don't want to be in these jerseys, because they had to wear jerseys all day every day. He's like, we don't want to be in these jerseys all week and stink. Yes. And so I'm like, you did? You went around and got everyone's jerseys and washed them every night? He's like, yeah, I did. And then I would make sure that the house was pretty clean too. And I'm like, I don't even know who you are right now, but I guess my teaching is coming off some way, because by golly. And also my son Asher, the older one, he did the same thing. He went around, asked anyone if they needed their jerseys washed. So these boys are like, what? And I'm like, that's awesome. Jackie Brewer's kids for you. They want their clean jerseys every day. So
you don't want to be the stinky boy.
No. So that was my, that was my funny shallow thing. I really did miss those boys. So I'm going to be sad when they leave me again next week.
Yep. All right, Heather, what's yours?
I don't know if it's necessarily a shallow thing. It doesn't have to be.
Just something. We should probably quit calling it that. Yeah. Just something that made you happy.
Shout out to Tia, because she does amazing work on my hair. Yes.
That's always a good day.
Always a good day. Like, you want to talk about just complete serotonin lift right there. Mm-hmm. Go to Tia's. Get your hair done. But Kaysen was at the pool with all of his friends, and so I had him walk to Tia's, and he walked in and Tia's doing my hair and he's like, oh, Mom, you're going lighter, I like it. Like,
he noticed.
a 14 year old boy See? Noticed. And not only was it good for me, because every time I get my hair done, he noticed. He walks, he's like, that's, I love your hair,
because they usually or don't.
He'll notice, like, you look really, when we go to church, you look really pretty in that dress. Like, he always notices. And so it was nice to see, you know, that Tia got to hear that too. Like,
yes,
you are amazing at what you do, Tia. Like, you are a superstar. Like, God gave you a gift, and an amazing gift. And so
it makes people feel better.
Yeah. And so he was like, I like it, it's really good. Like, just a little thing like that. I'm like,
those, see, they've got those good 14-year-old traits. I love
it. Yes. Mine is probably Jackie's babies this week have learned my name finally. And so now every time I see them, they're like, hey, Megan. It's a hard name.
It is.
Megan. But anyways.
It is a hard name for them.
They both just keep, and they get on repeat mode. So they're like, hey, Megan, look. Hey, Megan.
Or they say goodbye. Bye, Megan. Like 10 times before you get out of the car.
And are you strictly Megan, or do you have any other nickname?
She used to be Mo.
Because it was too hard to
say. Because they couldn't say it, but yeah, Megan.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to teach Hazel, because that's Hazel's middle name. So I'm like, you got to learn your own name.
A lot of my friends will call me Meg, actually.
Yeah, we all do.
So, but yeah, they learned it. Made me happy.
Yeah, but her name is Megan, not Megan. Like M-A-E-G. Like M-A-E.
Megan.
Megan. So we call her Meg, not necessarily Meg. So.
But yeah, so that was my fun thing. They learned my name.
They do love Auntie Meg.
And when they say it, it's the cutest thing. You're like, if I could just video it.
I should video it.
Yeah.
But yeah. Keep those little tender voices, because you're like,
to. They come into me at least 5 times a day. Can we go to Megan's?
And I'm like, I have popsicles.
She has all the goods. But no, I have too much work to do. We got to stay home. But they do love Aunt Megan.
Yeah. The best aunt ever. And by the way, you've got the cutest girl when I went by your house. Mm-hmm. She is so cute. I didn't realize where you lived when I dropped off.
Oh, yeah, that
shots.
Was Maddie. She was still here when you came by. Yeah.
So cute.
Yes.
Yeah, that's my Maddie. She's my sitter, so that's why I'm having to man up, because like, she's in Greece.
I was talking to her like I knew her, and she was like, oh, okay.
She's my quieter one. If Piper had answered the door, she would have had a full-on combo with you. But Maddie's a little more reserved.
She's like, who is this crazy lady talking to me?
Maddie's so easygoing. Yeah, she is. Yeah, she's very quiet and very shy, but she's the most easygoing girl there ever was. So. Love it. Well, thanks. That's kind of a longer episode. I don't care. We had a lot of good things to talk about.
Yeah,
so
stuff. It was fun.
Okay. You have to close us out. Yeah.
Hey there, Molly. I'm just calling because I'm about to go out of my mind. The rain keeps falling, and I'm out of ways of wasting my time. Why don't you come on by and allow me to remind you of the charming twinkle in my eye?